help deserves a vacation after a real busy season.
Yeah, I'm sure they do. House gets a little quiet after Labor Day, doesn't it?
Figure people who sneak up here after reg changes aren't exactly entitled to the same luxuries as folks who pay full prices.
No, no. Look, I just came up here to sit. I didn't even bring my fishing gear. All I want is a little peace and quiet, so don't worry about the niceties.
I won't. Up the stairs to the left.
If that's not a sight to lift the frosting off Grandma's cake, there ain't a car in Detroit.
It's really something to see.
Ed Wallace, Grand Lakes Tool and Die Company.
Sorry, my name's Steve.
I no need to tell me who you are. When Cheerful Charlie downstairs told me you were coming, I checked your credentials.
Well.
Douglas, you're my kind of people.
I am.
Me and the missus, we're nature worshippers, too.
Well, I wouldn't exactly say that.
Last March it was. I handed my desk over to my plant manager. Sid says I... You run the business. I'm taking 6 months' leave. Time I had a look at this country that's been so good to me. Yes, sir. Just like that.
Is that so?
Wait till Fran hears I dug up somebody to pair her off with.
You what?
Well, she was worried about intruding on Rusty and me. Rusty's the wife. But with you along, it's a quartet now. Can't make faces at that.
With me along?
You it yet?
No, I just...
See how fate arranges things?
What do you mean?
Well, Rusty and me got a little picnic outing ready to blast off. Don't need to bring a thing but your fishing gear and an eager stomach.
Well, it's very nice of you to invite me, Mr. Wallace.
Well, call me Ed.
Well, Ed, I didn't even bring a rod.
Well, that's all right. I've got enough for both of us.
Oh.
You got a fishing license, haven't you?
Well, yes, I have a license.
Well, that settles it. Great gal, Fran. Real people. More fun than a kick in the head.
she sounds very nice, but, well, maybe some other...
Well, I just told you, Fran won't come unless there's four of us. You ain't gonna let her down.
Let her down? I don't even know her.
All the more reason for hooking on. It'd be a mean thing to spoil the day of a total stranger, right?
Well, I hadn't looked at it quite that way, but, I haven't even unpacked, Ed, though.
Well, get with it, buddy boy. Wait for you in the lobby. Lucky break you're turning up when you did. Arrived any later, you might have missed us.
That's right. Same thought just crossed my mind.
Steve.
Ed?
All right, and back to me here is a little woman.
Oh, how do you do?
Rusty, this is Steve Douglas.
Drink lots of water.
I beg your pardon?
You've got a mild liver condition, shows in your eyes. Stay away from spices for a while, too.
Rusty, went steady with an intern before she married me.
Oh.
That's got it, princess.
While we're on the subject, no charge for the first treatment.
Oh, no, thanks. I feel fine.
Fran will be down in a minute. She's upstairs slapping on a little man trap.
She just wiggled all over when we told her about you.
She did.
You've got nice bone structure.
Oh, thanks. I'll tell you, as long as she isn't here, why don't I just take a rain check and maybe some...
Here she comes. Fran? This is Steve Douglas. Steve. Fran Borden.
How do you do, Mr. Douglas?
How do you do?
Any calls for me?
It was only last night you talked to Glenville.
I'm aware of that. What I'm trying to find out is, have there been any calls for me this morning?
I would have told you. Silver Pines Lodge?
She, just wiggled all over when you told her about me, huh?
Yes, she did.
Call for you. Not you. Him.
Oh. Thank you. Hello? Oh, hi, Bob. What's wrong?
Why should anything be wrong? I just called to see if you got up there all right.
Oh, yeah, I had a good trip, Bob. Say, how are the boys?
All three of them fell down the stairs and broke 5 out of 6 legs.
Come on, Bob, I asked you a simple question.
And I'm giving you a simple answer. So I put all 5 of the broken legs into the same cast. just to save money, you know.
Hold on, cut it.
Now, look, Steve, you went up there to get away from us. So do it.
Yeah, I guess you're right, Bob. I'll drop you all a card. So long.
Everything okay?
Oh, yes, everything's fine.
Well, tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to let you carry some of my camera equipment.
All right.
How does that grab you?
I don't know. I've never been grabbed by any camera equipment. Well, how about having our picnic right here?
Well, there's no point in it. We got a stream full of trout waiting for us up at Chippewa Creek.
Oh, how far is that?
Well, this Indian we met said it was just over the next hill yonder.
First Indian I ever saw was Sinus Trouble.
Well, why don't we stop for a rest, then? Maybe Miss Borden's tired.
Well, call her a friend.
I've got time. Let's go.
You ain't making the right move, boy. Man, don't get to first base unless he honey talks a girl a little.
Tell her she's got nice bone structure.
Well, for one thing, she doesn't want to be honey talked.
Sure she does. Right, Princess?
She's a woman, isn't she?
Steve stuff, Steve.
I don't understand. He said over the hill.
This is about where your Indian friend said it ought to be.
Well, he said we should practically be standing in it.
Ed, I have a hunch that's just what we're doing.
You mean, creek's dried up?
I don't think it'll ever get any drier.
Well, this is the end.
Oh, now, Daddy, it's not the end of the world.
No, of course not. Well, as long as we can't do any fishing, we might as well eat, huh?
That's right.
At least we still got our appetites.
And it isn't as though we were stranded out here without any provisions.
No.
Well, Ed was so sure that he was going to catch a fish that I didn't think it was necessary to pack any sandwiches.
Won't be the most well-balanced meal you ever put away, but after all, it's the spirit of a picnic that counts. Right, gang?
Right.
There you are. Butter for frying the trout, salt, pepper, and there's the fattest bottle of ketchup you'll see this side of Racine.
That's it?
Save the best for last. Olives.
Careful, fried olives smothered in ketchup.
Yeah. In one. Four olives left.
We'd better keep those for emergency rations. It's a long way back to the lodge, and getting a little late.
I wonder where that man of mine has gotten himself to. I believe he's out taking pictures with his Watanabe G19 telephoto. Well, I guess I'll try and collect them.
You know, that last speech of yours makes in all 67 words you've spoken since we left the lodge.
Oh, you counted, did you?
No, it was nothing. Anything up to 100, I'm a counting fool. Rusty told me that you wiggled... that you were rather pleased that I was coming along on this trip. I must say it doesn't show.
Mr. Douglas, my mother and I run a small girls' school. The job is time-consuming. And my moments of carefree leisure, infrequently scattered over the year, are precious to me.
Well, that makes two of us.
No. That makes four of us, and there's the rub. If it weren't for you, I'd be back at the lodge, lolling on the sun deck, a book in one hand and a frosted beverage in the other. You're the reason that I was conscripted on this death march.
I?
Before you came, there were three of us. And three, as I pointed out to the Wallaces, is a crowd. With your arrival, my defenses collapsed, and we were a tidy foursome. Now, under the circumstances, you can't blame me for receiving you with less than unbridled ecstasy. You find that amusing, do you?
Yes, I do. Because, I don't suppose it's occurred to you that I might feel exactly the same way.
No. You mean maybe...
They caught me right on my own balcony. Ed hardly gave me a chance to change clothes.
Have an olive.
No, thank you. It was bad for my liver. You know, Rusty told me that I had...
Hey, kid! Got some great color stuff. I'll send you guys some prints when I get them developed.
Sure.
Better get our gear together, Kitty. By the time we make it back to the lodge, we'll be ready to hit the sack. Want to get a good night's sleep so we can get an early start in the morning.
Early start in the morning?
Well, didn't think I'd let it go at this. My fault everything turned up lemons today. But I'm going to square it with you, yes, sir. Tomorrow I'm building you a day you can paste in your scrapbooks.
I'm
going
to think my hair just turned white.
I suppose it's asking too much to hope that we might find a shorter way back to the lodge.
If there were a shorter way, I would have used it. Any way you slice it, we're a good 9 miles from civilization.
Here, let me copy of this stuff.
All right, now, watch it. This is wild country.
Don't be nervous.
All right. And everything.
I think I heard a moose.
Hey, hurry up. There's a whole herd of moose up here.
Just a minute. Five. Right. There. Oh, hello, Dusty.
Steve, I don't know quite how to say this to you.
I don't either. I tell you, I didn't set my alarm on purpose.
We're going to have to cancel out on you today. Ed's been up half the night with one of his bilious attacks.
He was?
All the excitement of yesterday, he doesn't know the meaning of the word moderation.
No, he does give up himself, doesn't he?
To the hilt. I just woke up Fran and told her. She's very upset.
Oh, I'm sure she is. Is there anything we can do?
No, it just has to run its course. It's a shame to ruin your day like this.
Oh, now, don't you worry about that. We'll find some way to amuse ourselves. Now, Robbie, he's the one with the musical ear. He was just the opposite. What'd I do?
We've both been doing it. Do you realize we haven't said one word that hasn't involved our children?
No, you're wrong. I distinctly remember saying good morning. I'll make a pact with you. We're on an island. That removes us from the rest of the world. Now, no more talk about kids or Ed and his princess. Just island talk, huh?
Fun. Hey, did anybody ever tell you have nice bone structure?
I'll get those.
Okay.
Any of your girls gone through the going steady stage yet?
Oh, dear, yes. My oldest one. 7 times she's been in love. And 7 times we've cried together.
Cried together?
Well, yes, of course. Only one thing to do when love flies out the window, and that's cry about it with your mother.
But aren't you glad they want to share things with you?
Is there a little like Ed and Rusty Wallace, I suppose?
How do you mean?
Well, there isn't anything that they wouldn't do to win our approval. And yet they deny us the right to privacy. Anything that excludes them is a threat to their security. They just don't understand that we can't give 100%. Everybody needs an occasional island.
They'd like you.
Who would?
The boys.
Oh, not so odd a coincidence. I've been thinking about how my girls might react to you.
What?
Even before the princess told me to notice your bone structure. Warned us that this island was enchanted.
This is Fran.
Fran! Hello there!
we should have strewn a minefield.
What'd I tell you, Princess? Here they are.
I bet you gave up on us, huh? Figure that British attack and knock me out of the ball game. Not me. I spring back like a new girdle, right, Princess?
It was really your concern that pried him out of his sick bed. Why, when I told him how disappointed you were, you couldn't have kept him down with a tent stake.
Poisson, huh? That's French for fish.
Yeah, we got one nice bass.
Well, Steve, I told you I'd make it up to you, didn't I? A day to pin medals on, that's what I promised. Well, sir, I'm here to deliver.
What do you say to that, huh?
Well, don't rush me, Ed. I'll think of something.
You'll think of something. You'll kill me.
Viagra is right for you.
Now, remember, we want this to look natural. Loosen up, folks. That's it. Now you got it. Relax. Now, hold it just like that. Don't move. Be right with you. Got it. Cut.
Take another one, Daddy.
Oh, no time, Princess. It's 9 o'clock now, and we got to make Twin Falls by sundown. I wish we weren't on such a tight schedule. Sure would like to stick around and swap a lick or two more with you folks.
Well, maybe next time, Ed, you can...
Next time? You know when that'll be? We were 17 years waiting for this. That's how long it took us to pry loose.
When it comes to saying goodbye, Daddy's just like a kid. Bust them apart every time. He'll be all day trying to get his stomach back in place.
I guess I come on pretty strong at times. We got no kids, no family waiting for us. Just the job, the old grind. And Buster, it sure chews up the days. You watch your life sliding by like it belonged to somebody else. I guess it does at that. Belongs to the Grand Lakes Tool and Die Company. But I'll tell you something. You listening, Steve? Fran?
We're listening, Ed.
We've had our good time. Squeezed every drop out of it. And you, too? Well, you've been the cherry on the sundae. You opened up to a couple of strangers you shared. That's the best anyone can do. You did it. I don't know about your scrapbook, but mine's bulging. I can't think of a solitary reason why either of you should ever pass through River Ridge, but if you do, I want you to know there's one door that's standing open day or night.
Thanks, Ed.
Goodbye, Steve.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. Goodbye.
Sure do envy you two. Next couple of days, you're going to have this all to yourself.
Don't forget that. I'll drink lots of water. Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
How tall do you feel now, Mr. Douglas?
About 2 inches high. And still shrinking.
Steve, maybe I'm a coward, but I just can't. Look, let's face it. They haven't called. The plain truth of the matter is that my kids are surviving very nicely without me, and it's killing me. I'm going back.
And I thought we were kindred spirits.
Oh, all right, go on, say anything you like, but maybe you just have more character than I. But I'm driving back right now.
Well, we'll see each other again.
Yes. Well, I guess I better get started packing. Looks like you'll have the place all to yourself now.
Yes, it looks that way.
Mr. Douglas, I checked on train schedules like you asked. There's one out at 2 this afternoon.
What was that Mr. MacIver?
He asked me to check on trains, so I did, and you heard what I told him.
Did I say you had more character than I?
Well, I have a little more. I'm not leaving till 2 o'clock.
Mr. Douglas, you are a phony.
I know. Well, as long as my pride is gone entirely, how about hitching a ride back to town with you?
All right. But with one proviso.
What's that?
No more talk about kids.
It's a promise. You know, that reminds me, when Mike was about 9 years old, he stumbled on the stairs. He fell from the top and he fell all the way down, never got a scratch.
That's a funny thing that's saving out to Christine.
This weekend, put away your watch, because we're airing My Three Sons in extra-long episodes. So our schedule is off the standard clock. But who cares what time it is? It's time for more My Three Sons, only on TV Land.